Is it English?
Parshat Shmos.
How do you want this over here?
I believe it's the last year, Tavshin Aleph. Tavshin Bet. Tavshin Bet. This is a very difficult piece. It's not like your classic Eish Kodesh piece where it's really like talking about the pain that he's admits, at least on a superficial level. This is definitely more of a more classic Eish Kodesh, like going back to Derech HaMelech and pre-war. It's a very deep piece. I can't promise I really understand it. I may even be misunderstood, you know, Mamish taking it out of the context. I apologize if I do. Just a warning. Let's try. We'll try our best. Vayomer Moshe Elokim, Mi Anochi Ki Elecha Paro V'chi Yotzias Bnei Yisrael Mitzrayim. Who am I that I should go to Paro and take out the Jewish people from Mitzrayim? Vayomer Ki Ayeimcha V'zelecha Os Ki Ani Shalachticha V'Yotziacha Es Ha'am Mitzrayim Tavdunis Elokim Al Haraz. And Hashem says, I will be with you, and I'll show you a sign that I'm sending you, that I'm sending you to serve me on this mountain. So Eish Kodesh writes, "V'na v'na, alo k'sha'amar Hashem l'Moshe Rabbeinu sheyelech al korcha hu yizbarach yeh imo." Meaning, what's his business? Hashem said, "You go," and Moshe has to say, "Who am I?" And Hashem says, "Don't worry, I'll be with you." So Hashem, what? Hashem's going to send him to a place and not be with him? The minute Hashem says, "I'll be with you," that means Hashem will be with you. What's pshat that he says, "Now be with you"? Of course, I'll be with you. I'm sending you. Right, if I'm sending Hashem sending you on a shlichus, then he's going to be with you. He's going to say, "I'll be with you." Why did Moshe Rabbeinu say, "Mi anochi"? Ad shehutzu Hashem le'emor ki ayeimcha. Uma adiuk al haraze. What's a diuk al haraze? The lo sam ta'avdu meselukim, and that you will serve Hashem. I think that we probably know about Har Sinai, but that's a few questions here. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu pushing Hashem? And now Moshe Rabbeinu hears, "Okay, I'll be with you." Okay, now I feel more confident. But before you didn't believe that Hashem is going to be with you, and he said he'll send it with you. So here we go. Am nam isa b'menachos. Am reish lakish. My dichtiv. Zos ha-Torah la'ol l'mincha l'chatas l'asham. This is the Torah for the ol l'mincha l'chatas and asham. Which means, kala osik b'torah ki, what does it mean, zos ha-Torah? That anybody who is osik b'torah, it's as if he's, if this is not a regular piece of Eish Kodesh. Okay. So it says, Zos HaTorah La'ol L'mincha L'chatos L'Hashem. The Gemara learns out from that. Kol Ha'osik B'Torah Ki L'Hikriv Ol L'mincha L'chatos L'Hashem. That if a person Osik B'Torah, it says, if he brought up an Ol L'mincha L'chatos L'Hashem, these different types of korbanos. Amar Rabba Hay La'ol L'mincha Ol U'mincha Mibay Lay. El Amar Rabba Kol Ha'osik B'Torah Eino Tzarech La'ol V'lo Mincha V'lo Chatos V'lo Hashem. Rabba learns a little bit different. Rabba says, what does it mean? Kala osik b'torah ki ilu hikriv ola mincha chatas v'asham. So Rava says, ha'ila ola lemincha, ola u'mincha mibayilei. Meaning, let me just try to read this in English and explain this better. That if someone is learning Sarah Torah, then it's as if he brought a burnt offering, a meal offering, a sin offering, and a guilt offering. Rava asks, Why does the Pasuk say for the burnt offering, for the meal offering, for, meaning the Pasuk says four. La Ola, La Mincha, La Chatas, La Hashem. Why doesn't it just say Zos HaTorah, Ola Mincha, meaning when you learn Torah, it's as if you brought a Ola Mincha. Why does it say La Ola, La, two, four. So the Gemara answers, and we're not going to spend so much time on what's shot in the answer, but Rava answers, why does it say for the burnt offering, for the meal offering? Right? Why does it just say a burnt offering, a meal offering? So Rava says that no, it's deeper than that. It's not like anybody who learns Torah, it's as if he brought the korban. It's that anybody who learns Torah, he doesn't have to bring not an ola, not a mincha, not a chatas, not an asham. And Rashi explains, what does that mean? The Talmud Torah mechapeh avonos. The Talmud Torah brings kapar for a person, and he's not chayiv any korbanos. Not an ola, not a mincha, not a chatas. Right, Rava learns that from, because it says for the Ola, for the Zosa Torah, for the Ola, instead of the Ola, instead of the Mincha, instead of the Chatas. How's Rava saying differently than Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is saying that the Torah is if you brought the Korban, meaning that you had a Chet, and it's as if you brought the Korban. and learning about the korban as if he brought the korban, you got kapara. But according to Ravi, it takes it one step further, that you wouldn't need the korban, because you already got kapara by your learning of Torah. What was Ravi... Tzorch lahavin. What was Ravi adding on to Reish Lakish? What's the difference between Ravi and Reish Lakish, really? They're both saying the same thing, that bring your Torah, it's as if you brought a korban. What is Ravi adding exactly? Alpi pasha dachiluk b'neim rakim mashmos haloshen shadrash haposuk. Avachut v'zev shalom and dikivu kivola masha shashal b'chait ad shevi korban kechol achotem maybe korban for those who say no tzarich ola masha shaberegazu shechata miyad neskaper below shal b'chait klal. The chiddush of Rava is that according to Reish Lakish, a person did a chait, he sullied with the chait, to use of Jake's lashon, he sullied with the chait until he brings a korban. Now we can't bring a korban today, so until he learns Torah, and the Torah removes the stain of the chait. However, Rava is saying that no. Rava is saying that when a person learns Torah, when a person does a chait, but he's involved with Torah, the chait doesn't even get on you. It's like the difference between buying a suit that stains will get on you, and then you send it to the laundry. So like these special suits that it repels like the stains. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm sure there's something out there. I think the water, you know, like it repels the stains. That learning the Rav is saying, it's not like you sell it with chait and then you learn and you take and you remove the chait like a korban does. Rather, learning the Torah, it's a repellent. It's a preventive. The chait doesn't even stick on you. You could do a chait, but it won't stick to you. Because you're part of Torah, it's like, you know, putting salt down, you know, and just to give everybody a nice warm reminder about American life, when it's in the snow and you have to put the salt down in order for the the snow, you know, you push away the snow piled up, you bring the snow plow, push the snow away. So that's like bringing the whole of the mincha, you bring the korban, you take it away. But no, when you put down the salt, all of a sudden the snow is not even sticking anymore. So you learn Torah, it's like putting down the salt on the street. It won't even, the chait doesn't even stick. Rav is saying further, he's saying stronger. Ki know this, shekol shashor ish yoser b'chait ad sheshov, afilim lo ba davar aver li yadu yoter, mikol mekol mishtar ish yoser b'chait v'tzok achar kach yoser la'avod b'tshuva so. We know that the longer a person stays with the stain of the chait, the harder it is to get that chait away from him. He may get kapara. But the longer a person stays with that chait, the longer it stays embedded in him, it's harder to get out. Maybe you'll get it out, but you always see that stain. But you know, like if you get a stain on your shirt right away and you clean it right away, you'll never see that stain anymore. But if it stays a month, whatever it is, you send it to the dry cleaners, but it's still there because it was so embedded in it. So therefore, the more the chait is part of us, the more embedded it is, the more we could do tshuva, we could do all this, but if there's a little remnant there, the longer it stays. Ubi Yibamos Isa, there's a Gemara in Yibamos that says, V'neimagir mizman hazeh ma'unim. Why the game have such a difficult time in this time period? Acherim sh'omim sh'mnei sh'shah hatzal likanes tachas kanfei shechina. Because these were the neshamas that really belonged to be under the Shekhinah, to be Jewish people, but they spent so much time in exile, meaning to be a goy, and it affected them. Ayin sham af shechnisu begay. Even after they did with mizgayer, mikol makom neshashov v'chay tzurichim spoy yisurim, because they were stained with the being in chay, being the person that they shouldn't have been. The neshama was a Jew, but they were stuck in whatever that means. We're not going through what that means. I don't even understand what that means. But because they were in a state of goy and they're eating this food and that food and that food, and they were so embedded in the chait, then it's very hard to just jump to be a Jew. Mashal abeget shenafal of rechev mechavsim osu miyad. If you clean it right away, you don't need you don't need the dry cleaners. But if it stays on you, oh boy, you need every cleaners. You need special cleaning detergent. You need special, you know. How do we live life that the sins are not stuck to us for so long? So it says we need yirei chait. We need to be fear of chait. It's not only when sin comes to my hand, that's when the yirei comes in, but to be constantly walking around. How many of us feel yira when we turn on the computer? When we go to the internet sign, or Mozilla, whatever, Mozilla, Firefox, whatever that sign. It's a yira that I'm entering a place where I could be chote right now. I'm entering a place. The yira should kick in before that. We should be walking around with this constant conscious fear on us. We're not batuch batzmo. When I turn on the computer, I'm not confident about myself that I'm not going to mess up. When I walk in the street, when I go to places that I know that I'm going to see certain things, or when I'm going to hear certain things or eat certain things, I'm not confident in myself. Because not only the averas that are written in the Torah that say, oh, this is an aver and that's right. We don't have to do tshuva only for the actual chataim. The more we want to return to Hashem, it shouldn't be that some sin is disgusting to us, but we should have the fear that lest I come to that sin. Or maybe they constantly, like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai at the end of his life, he says, I see two paths ahead of me. One is to Gan Eden, one is to a bad place. And they, like that, you know, and then his Talmidim asked him, they said, so what should we do? He says, Halavai, your fear of Hashem should be like the fear of a regular king. And they said, that's it? He says, Halavai, you should have that fear. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, his deathbed, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the great Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, when the main Tanayim during that time period, he himself was so afraid, maybe I will not go to Gan Eden. There are people that there are a few madrigas. One madriga is that you feel you're afraid of the onesh, that you know that this chait will bring you a harsh punishment. And then there are other people who fear the chait itself. I don't fear the punishment. The chait itself. For example, a husband and a wife. So the husband, he knows that he's supposed to be at home at this and a certain time. And he's coming really late. So what is he afraid? That his wife is going to scream at him and put him in the doghouse? Or that he's going to affect the relationship? He's going to hurt his wife? Being afraid of the onus is not caring so much about the relationship, but caring about the consequences, which is also a level. It's also a level. Halavai we should feel yiras onus. But the higher level than that is yiras chait, that I'm afraid to breach this relationship here. It's like, you know, cheating on a test, so I'm afraid I'm going to get caught. Or on a higher level, is I'm afraid that the cheating itself is hurting my teacher who trusts me, and I trust my teacher, and I'm breaking that trust. And some people are never afraid. They think their life is so happy and so good, and they just go and they think everything they do is good. That's the lowest level. But yeshno ish mefachit tamid. There's a person who's mefachit tamid, constant fear. Shelo yechta v'libo nishwe, and his heart is broken. Kiyodeim kamata einim orid. Maybe I'm rebelling against. He's constantly asking himself, "Am I rebelling against Hashem? Am I causing bad things? Is this right? Is that right?" Question is, it comes down to this loosely translated: is fear of God and fear of God in your kishkas, or fear of God in your head? Is it only in your head, or is it also in your kishkas? Has to be in your kishkas. Has to be in your gut. Your gut feeling feels that fear of Hashem. But if the lave doesn't, in my mind, I know it's wrong to do that. But there's a lave involved. There's a heart involved in that chait. V'achron echnis is a year began bekirba v'gufo mocho v'libo v'nesachro mefarches miro shal yechta motzu bekirba v'kamen v'msyar v'dog alim miyad shav v'loshav v'lomishan. That person who has fear in his heart, in his mind, and in his kishkas, right? Melech stands for moach, lave, and kaved. His heart, his mind, and his kishkas. If that's where fear is, Then when that person comes to a chait, it'll be easy to wipe it off. He put a repellent against himself, against chait. Not that he won't chait. Not that he won't sin. But any sin that comes on him will be so quickly repelled off. He put like the salt for the snow. So there is a year of a person That's a very high yira that feels after the chait. But the higher yira is before the chait. A person constantly, ashrei adam mefachet tamim. Praise with a person who's constantly a nervous. And we're going to have to get to, how do you draw the line between that nervous, obsessive, annoying, depressed person to the person who's besimcha and is able to hold the yira besimcha. It's a big difference. Right now, the way he's describing this person, he gets like this sense of like this obsessive, compulsive kind of guy. Not nice, you know. Yeah, kind of. But wait a minute. We're going to talk how beautiful he is. That a person who puts it in his heart, it's different. He can't fathom doing being in chait. He can't fathom. It's disgusting to him. They say about the Kotzker Rebbe, whenever you just say the word money around him, your mamash physically throw up. That's what they say. And I don't know to what extent, but mamash throw up. That it was so part of him, that when it did, they did come to chait, it was so easy to get off because chait was such a foreign alien to this person. Whereas a person who, the less yira we have of chait, the more chait is part of us. It's okay. It's healthy to look at those pictures. It's healthy to do that. So it's healthy to be with girls in certain ways. That's what 18-year-old boys do. So we know it's a chait. We know that the Shulchan Aruch says it's asur. Or lashon hara for that matter. We know that it's asur. You know? But the more we allow it, a person has to walk around and distaste it. I forgot what Chassidus Rebbe says, that miser. Money that what Maisa wasn't taken out of is smelly, it's putrid money. It's putrid money. Now, if we look at it like that, whoa, it's a different thing. I'm not saying I look at it like that, by the way. I'm sorry that I'm going really quickly, I'm not really explaining every word, but. If a person goes through life saying, what are you bothering me? What are you hacking my chaynik for, right? Let me just do the mitzvos. Let me just get by. Let me a pasha to get. Why do I have to walk around with this fear? He's making mistakes, two mistakes. Aleph. Ki tzrichim gam ata la'avod k'b'chol mine avoda. This is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece. I'm sorry, I'm not going to explain every word, but he's saying like this. First mistake is who are you to value Hashem's mitzvahs and value Hashem's affairs? Who are you to say, be normal, you can't trot on Hashem's mitzvahs? That's the first thing. The second thing is the main thing that I want to speak about. We're getting a picture of some angry, nervous, obsessive, compulsive person. But the picture he paints is different. That when a person has yiras haromimus, when a person walks around with the fear of the awe of God, of the awesomeness of God, the fear of breaking that relationship with that awesomeness of God, that person is everything is so sweet to him. And Avodas Hashem is so sweet. Just that doing chatan was disgusting to him. He doesn't want to even get close to that. And everything's, that's the Ushpizen of Yitzchak. Yitzchak is this figure. Yitzchak Avinu represents this of gvura, of strength, of fear. Now the Ushpizen of Yitzchak and Sukkot, that's the night the Simcha Beit Shoeva starts. Because why the Simcha Beit Shoeva? You can only feel so much Simcha when you have this Yiras Aromos. Because otherwise you're not sure, you're wishy-washy, you know, like the Salvechik says this, that psychologist said that modern man shouldn't add, there's so many anxieties in this world, that why add the fear of God? It's our emotional stability can't handle that. Rav Soloveitchik said that's wrong. There's a difference between anxieties and fears. Person of anxieties, yeah, it's very hard to handle. But a fear of God, that takes away all the anxieties. When you have the fear of God, it takes away all the anxieties. It takes away all the small fears, all the small daggers, all the small, how am I going to do this, how am I going to do that. When a person mamish feels this yiras haromimus, then it's a sweet minom yirasecha. We say in Karech Saf Noam, we say noam yirasecha, how sweet is your yira. What is it? I thought yira is like some angry thing. No, that the higher our yira is, the sweeter it is, because we feel that relationship with Hashem. And just like the greater relationship I have with my children, with my wife, you know, the higher relationship it is, the more you're afraid to break that. How beautiful it is when the husband is so afraid to hurt his wife. The closer you are to the person, the more fear you have to hurt that relationship. It's how beautiful min noam yirasecha. Rav Aaron of Karlin wrote the Karech Saf Noam Shabbos. Noam yirasecha, the beautiful sweetness of yira. It's a simcha. Yira is a simcha. It says in the Zohar, "Shkodim b'riyas ha'olam amar ator lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu aloha ishat ha'balav livro ha'asid lechta." The man that you're about to create isn't going to get a sin. And he's not going to be able to, if you're going to create him like he is, he's not going to be able to stand. He's going to have too much sins. Why do you think I'm called Kelrachum Mechanan Erechapayim? Shall be Pasha Kashal Avinu Ator Atzva Yodesh Shiksiba V'Shavta Ad Hashem Lokecha. So the question is, what does this mean? Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu even, what is this taina? Why are you creating man? Man is going to sin. The Torah knows that man is going to sin. Why? In the Torah itself it says, V'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha, and you will turn up to Hashem Elokecha. He knows he'll sin. Aval afinis kara'el, lo tshuva levada hutzucha litkadem kodem b'riyas olam. Rak amayira ula yechta. What does it mean that Hashem made tshuva before the world? And Hashem said, "I'll make tshuva before the world." I'll make tshuva before the world. What does Hashem mean? Meaning that kel rachum v'chanan, that's after a person does a chayim. That if a person regrets it and he has years ha'onesh, I'm going to have rachum on that person. So what does it mean that Hashem had to create tshuva before the world? That Hashem is saying that there's a higher level of tshuva. The higher level of tshuva is to be scared before the chayim. To fear before the chayim. That's a higher level. When we said before, we're going to bring it together now. That anybody who's osik b'torah, eino tzorich ola v'lo chatas v'loshem, he doesn't need a chatas, he doesn't need a hashem, because she'eino shoh b'chet, he's not in chet. Why should be made shem makdim yir v'ruhi tshuva l'achet, v'kol kach lama shem ne'asha torah kfar agdima yir me'achet v'ruhi tshuva kodim l'olam v'osik b'torah. That a person who's osik b'torah is osik with something that was created before the world. And when we're osik something that was created so pristine before the world, that's how we gain that yir is haromimus. That yira before the chait, not the yira of the onesh, not even yira of the chait, but yira before the chait. This fear of lest I break that relationship, fear of lest I come to the chait. Moshe Rabbeinu Ramaz Yisrael Acha Kabbalas HaTorah Ki Leba'avur Nasos Eschem Ba Elokim Ba'avur Tiyah Yiras Al Pneichem Levilti Techtou. That why does Hashem give the Torah? In order that you don't Levilti Techtou, that you do not come to sin. And Rashi says, And Hashem will bring you higher. Nasos Meloshan Harama. That the Torah will bring you up to the level that Chet will be. After learning, imagine. Someone just told me. Before he came to his year in Israel, he went to the Kalev Rebbe in Brooklyn. He's very known for his insight of people, the Kalev Rebbe. He said, "Can I have advice for my year?" And he said to him, "All you have to do is finish one parak in Shas and you'll fly." Happened to be, he finished a parak in Shas and he flew. Again, not for everybody, but what do you see in him? That learn a piece of Torah and look. Learn strong. Take a week and learn so strong that week. And imagine doing a certain chait that didn't look so bad to you before. Imagine after a good night of learning, talking on the phone, speaking really juicy Lashon Hara, or going on the internet and looking at things that we shouldn't be looking at. Despise it a little bit. It's dirty. Torah keeps us on this pristine level because it was created before the world with that tshuva ilo, the higher tshuva, that it brings us on the level that we look at Chatayim and say, I'm too big for that. I'm too big for that. It's not about, we can't fight against Taivas. Rav Shlomo Freifeld, the previous Rosh Yeshiva of Shai Yashav said, who's a great man, we can't fight, you can't fight a Taiva. Taiva is too strong, needs as much too strong for us. But what could we do? We could be bigger. We could be bigger than it. What does it mean to be bigger than it? You can't get low and fight. Be higher than it. Say, that Taiva, it's not fit for me. It's not a place for me. Shafi Pashan, and that's what happens when we learn Torah, that we're the princes of Hashem. We're royal figures. We're royal beings. That, to look at that, to hear that, to talk about that, to be involved with that, what are you talking about? That's what Torah does. It brings us higher. That's what the pasuk says, to bring you higher in order that you don't come to chet. Shafi Pashan and Beidvar. One, to bring us higher. That the yira is a rakim tsoy shayada lo yachta. What's yira for? That we don't come to sin. And if you look in the pasuk, it says levilti techto, so that you will not come to sin. That it's a higher yira. Because the year is so beautiful, it's so pleasant to have this year. It's so pleasant to be bigger than things. It's so unpleasant to be fighting with the Yetzirah. But it's so pleasant to feel like a prince of Torah. I'm a part of Torah. I'm a part of something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was created before the world. I'm not going to start dealing with that. Kevin Shiyitorim Uv Matzav Avdosu Azgan Negeru Mosa Olam Yitorim Uv Lo Yichulam. And now we're going to get back to the psukim that he originally started with. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Mi anoch ki elecha paru? Who am I that I will go to paru?" V'chiyoti is bnei som Mitzrayim. Shkevan shaya anav mikoladim. Moshe Rabbeinu was an adam, the most humble person. Chayin halach b'machshavas keilu mi anoch v'chiyoti. That Moshe Rabbeinu was humble. He says, "Me, I can't." V'heishiv lo Hashem lo shev emes ein ataroi v'lo be'emes chas chalil chasonat b'cha. Rak min avodehi. Avodah me'ira m'shalshes me'bechina Hashem eikeh shela'es ata eina ish roe b'kir b'klum v'amer b'libo ata eina niklum rak me'ata eikeh avodah shebechina eikeh imcha. Okay, again, Moshe Rabbeinu says, who am I? Who am I that I can do it? Who am I that I should take out of Am Yisrael? And what does Hashem says? You're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're not worth it. You can't do it. You alone, you can't do it. What does it mean? What does it mean? What does Hashem answer? However, how does he prove to Moshe that he can do it? He says, what does he say? He says, "Vayomer ki ekeimcha, I will be with you." What does it mean? I will be with you. Sheis ata ein aish roa b'kir b'klum v'amar b'libo ata ein ani klum rak ma'ata eke. The avod of eke imcha, that I will be with you. Meaning to feel before the chait, I'm not good, but don't stop there. But I feel in the future I will be with Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I know the feeling you now, the way I am now. There's no way you could take it out of me. So you're right, Moshe Rabbeinu. You're a mitzvah all your life. You're right, but what ekeimcha? With the need of this trust in Hashem that I will be with you. It says, I'll give you an oath that when you take him out of Mitzrayim, you will serve Hashem on this mountain. What does it mean, this mountain? That when they came to Chorev, when they came to Har Sinai, that's when the Umos HaOlam gave the hatred to Am Yisrael that they are the Am HaNifchar. Hayinu k'even sh'avoda zu hi b'chinas l'nasos l'halim osam sh'ishtemu v'yivoshu asonu mikachrigim v'no sh'anachnu ko Yisrael b'shuas tovus. What does it mean that the hatred of all the Umos Olam came to Am Yisrael? Because it was at this moment that the avoda of that the Jewish people are princes. They don't get involved with that. Unfortunately, it's not like that all the time, but in its pristine state, that what's Hashem telling to Moshe? What's Hashem telling to Moshe? You're right. The way everything now is, you're right. But that's not the point. The point is you have to look to the future and feel the Eke Imcha. Eke Asher Eke also comes up all the time. Eke Asher Eke. I will be what I will be. Meaning, it's a shame of tshuva. Shame of tshuva of year of the chait before the chait. A feeling of Hashem closeness through the year of sa'onash, but before the onash comes. Not afterwards feeling this year, it's too late to feel the year afterwards. That's also halavai, that's a level to feel the year of sa'onash afterwards. But to feel that a Baruch Hu is constantly with us and He will be with us. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu get the chizik for to go on with Am Yisrael. Yeah, I'm sorry it wasn't clear. Probably it's totally my fault. It's a very, very deep piece, a very long piece. But basically, you know, to try to sum it up without bringing back to the psukim, what it's trying to say is that there's a higher level of yira, and that's the yira of constantly feeling of, I don't want to break this relationship. I don't want to break this relationship. If I do this, and constantly thinking, if I go there for Shabbos, maybe it would not be the best way. If I get on the phone with this friend, maybe it won't be the best way. If I hang out at that place, if I hang out at constantly figuring out before, Eke, I will be. Where is this going to lead me? Then, that's a different. And it creates sinner for the Umos Olam. And there may be friends saying, what's the matter with you? You don't want to hang out with me by that bar anymore. Yeah, well, what's the matter with you? You don't go with me to movies anymore. What's the matter with you? You don't go to concert, right? That's pshat. When we're princes, that's when everyone hates us. That's Yer the sinner of Olam at Har Sinai. Because that's what came princess. It's okay. You're the sin of the Olam. We have to be princes. We have to be bigger than our taivas, not fight with our taivas. We can't. No way could we fight against our taivas. They're much, 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 much too strong. We could be bigger and to feel like princes and be bigger. And to constantly feel the future that Hashem will be with us. Hashem will be with us. That's what gave chizik to Moshe. And what Hashem said, because the Jews, right? Sinai is the lashon of sinah. That's what the Gemara is learning. Sinai is sinah. That I'm telling you that I'm taking you out because you will be at this mountain, and this mountain is where every accuser of Am Yisrael comes to hate Am Yisrael, because this is the whole point. I'm taking you out to become princes, to become bigger than all the little taivas of the world. I hope I did at least a little justice this piece. Just to